Yeah, let's do voices again. So, Mr. Universe.
I'm Curtis.
This is Joey. I play Master Whisper the Rogue.
I am Peter, and I play Undetermined the Fighter.
I'm Pete's friend John Madsen, and I play Silver the Enchantress the Sorceress.
Man, that's awesome. There was so much that was so rad about that introduction.
Last time, I believe, we killed a bunch of humans, didn't we?
Yes.
And yes, did we get a chance to loot their bodies?
We did nothing of the sort.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. We kind of just...
attempted to, and the universe told us, hold
on. All right, I want to go home.
Among other things.
It's a good thing he walked out of the room to do that.
Yeah, I think...
I'm sure it was picked up by the mics.
No, Whisper guy just spontaneously combusted.
I tried to go down the hall.
We'll see how that one turns out.
I don't see it on that.
What were we going to do for Bronwyn the Elven Fire?
She's not Elven. She's pure human.
No.
I was instructed incorrectly... human. At some point that she was half-elf, but I have it in my notes that she's full human.
Full human. She's all human.
She's a pure breed.
Is she going to be hiding in a corner or something for this game, or are we going to be rolling for her? I'm not sure what you wanted to do.
Let's just have her follow along for the time being.
Okay.
See what happens. I can't abscond with her just yet.
So are we resting just now? Is that the plan?
Well,
I don't know where we are.
I think we paused the universe, and now
we saved the game.
The battle is concluded. Your experience was granted, but you did not get a chance to loot through.
I'm thinking before we rest, I don't know if anybody wants to spar a little bit, and I can try out my new...
daily power?
My new encounter power.
Oh, encounter power.
Yeah, I have a new encounter power. Which is called the Spectral Claw. And hopefully if I roll an even number, and I have the power to try to roll an even number twice, so I have pretty good odds of rolling an even number, I get to slide the target a number of squares. Maybe slide him into a wall, perhaps.
Wall slide?
Yeah.
Slide the wall. Get behind the enemy stars.
Yeah. So if you guys don't want to do it, I mean, pretty much it would just consist of me.
You know, if you want
doing
to,
this spell on
there's
you.
Several corpses in the room. You could cast your spell on and slide them.
No, let's slide a corpse.
You might want to loot it first, but it's up to you.
Well, that might help in the looting process if it just slams it up against the wall.
Could I slide it like up in the air? So, like, can I turn it upside down and like empty the pockets? Like,
I'm pretty sure there's a spell for that, but it's not in your spellbook.
Okay, I start a name on methodical looting fashion.
Okay.
You start. Do you have a looting fashion?
Do you have a map? Joey, from your... You've been keeping a map, haven't you?
I have been.
Take a quick look at what you've got.
This is where we had our left. Okay.
This is unrelated over here.
Yeah, it was...
Okay.
Trying my brother's over there, unrelated?
That's right.
Guards were standing. Undetermined...
Joey, you forgot your soy sauce.
The world has righted itself now.
Imagine the glorious mess that would make.
Uh-huh.
The ceiling dials.
I might actually consider quitting. If that were to happen. You know, I just don't want to deal with this. I quit.
All right. On the corpses and the general hideout that you've crashed, you find about 250 gold pieces.
Wow. Some serious cash.
You find...
I mean, that's it.
You know, you are level 3. shouldn't be so impressed by 250 gold. You find a box labeled for the Temple of Andromede.
Box of potions.
This is supplies for combating plague, Pete.
Alright.
Sorry to inform you that if you were to pry open the box, you would not find much of healing potions that you could steal.
Well, that's your opinion. Should we pry open the box?
That's completely up to you. You might find the universe...
Is there like a seal on it or something?
It's just a crate. It's like nailed shut.
There's no reason to do that, I think.
Maybe there's someone in there. How big is this? Like a potion box? A shoe box?
Like a large crate. Like something that would require a wagon to move comfortably.
Is there a wagon?
For long periods of time? Or just like, just to move it across the room?
Well, I mean,
a
couple of guys could pick it up and move it across the room.
Got
it. But it's a good size crate.
Pallet size?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so crate is so indeterminate, really.
Yes, two guys. You're right. I should be more descriptive.
So there could be a human being in there. About that big.
Theoretically, you could stuff a corpse inside the box. If that's what you're asking, yeah. You could
You'd be surprised what you can fit a corpse into if you're willing to push.
Or as long as it doesn't need to go in one piece, you'd probably fit it in.
You also find a trophy. It's kind of like a small squarish pedestal type thing with a golden arrow on top of it.
I see. I wonder what that's for,
Bronwyn.
And
for being the best archer with us.
On the bottom of this trophy, you find a piece of parchment that is stuck.
What's it written in?
Common. It's written in common. You also find that...
Very nice. Is that blood?
Yeah, it's blood.
Very nice.
Well, people died in there, man. Of course it's blood.
Is that real life blood?
Yeah, he cut open his wife. Or was it one of your kids?
It was for the sake of the game.
Come here, silver.
A few drops.
Ooh, interesting. It mentioned you.
And not necessarily. That could be any silver.
Mm.
It doesn't have my full name written there.
It's true.
Do you know your full name?
Silver the Enchantress.
Do you think we're on mechanical pencil?
Yes.
I don't get this yet.
He's trying to get me out of the room, weren't
you? Head, silver, possession, must not reach. Instir still a meddler. Fail me in this and die. Aloysius.
What?
A-L. Okay. That was it.
I figured it out.
Oh, yeah?
It's a word puzzle. We have to take all of the letters in there and group them together into what is supposed to be the real sentence.
I'm scared of what you might find.
So that's what we're going to do the rest of the night, Curtis.
All right. That'll give me time to prepare for the next session.
What could this word be? Inster? Spinster? The third from
bottom. Minister.
It's not minister.
Linister?
Because it'd be Minster.
Maybe he can't spell.
Maybe
old AL isn't much of a speller.
I can assume it's not minister. The only word I can think of is spinster. Are they saying I'm a spinster? Silver the spinster must not reach. Do this and die. That's what it says.
Has anyone actually asked the universe? Like maybe if we ask the universe nicely.
Is it minister? Is that the word?
All the clues I'm going to give you regarding that piece of paper are on that piece of paper.
All right, so there's some secret handwriting in there. Does anyone have any lemon juice?
I think it's coded in the DNA of the blood.
Man, I wonder how many more ways we can just drag this out. Okay. Right,
you also find that a couple of the bandits had some very fine armor and weaponry.
I get the armor.
You're going to be the worst sorcerer ever.
I just want to
What
make
kind
sure
of armor is that?
So we're looking at some magic chainmail, magic leather armor.
Ooh, magic chainmail.
And, yep.
And magic leather.
There's a brace of magic daggers and
I'd like to take those.
A magic longsword.
So I guess I don't get any of that crap. Great.
How many daggers are in a brace?
I meant two. So.
Yeah, you can have both.
I don't know, I just said that word. Maybe I should be more careful naming my amounts of weaponry. I thought it was two. Maybe we should look it up. There were no magicians in this group of bandits, by the way, so I'm sorry to disappoint you. You could help out the universe for future encounters by making a wish list.
Okay. I'll do that.
You never know when the universe will throw you a bone.
Yeah, I think based off of Brandon's previous comments, I think he'll probably just want the trophy.
Okay.
He won't want anything else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we don't need to mention any of these other items to him.
Yeah, I don't think Bronwyn is interested in anything but killing Mylor and bathing in his blood.
Wait, there's
you need that much.
No,
blood bathing that's going to be going on here?
Right. That's what Brandon said last time.
He was after Mylor's blood even before Mylor turned on you guys. I don't know what that was all about.
Wait, before
maybe
he turned on
he
us?
Tried, maybe Bronwyn tried to, you know, get a little something-something from Mylor and he was like, no, or what?
Wow. That's rough.
Well, that explains why he was so interested in knowing if Mylar put a move on me when we were together. Because he did mention that.
I think a lot has been explained tonight.
Wait. Bronwyn's a he?
Bronwyn is a she.
Bronwyn's a she. Well, okay.
Master Whisper is confused.
Okay, sorry. Go back and say it in your head the way it's supposed to be said. Okay, there we go.
Unfortunately, Bronwyn is suffering from this onset of laryngitis and is unable to defend herself in this conversation.
Next time I'm definitely going to play a guy.
Alright.
are we going to look in the box or what?
No.
There's no need. There's...
Unless you think you have the plague...
Do you have the plague?
Well, I just want
to. Is it a plague of forgetfulness?
How, like, would we have to break Seth in order to get into it?
He said it was just nailed.
Pry it open.
No, well, if you want to pry it open, fine. Just make sure it gets closed back up.
I can easily close it back up, right?
A stronger member of your party could pry it open and then close it back, and it wouldn't be very noticeable whether I've been open or not.
Man with no name, could you just open it up and just check it out?
Well, my name's undetermined, but alright, I'll open it up.
Wait. Should we be looking at the box before? I mean, is there a chance there's like some kind of weird...
Would check for traps?
Yeah. I mean, could there be?
On the box of healing?
That's certainly up to the players to decide.
I mean, it just says it's a box of healing. I mean, maybe it's like just something that... these guys put something else in there. I just want
to
see.
I'll do a passive check to perception.
Traps?
You want to what?
Roll a theory check to check for traps.
A theory?
What, perception? They're the same.
Oh, thievery.
Thievery.
I did not hear you clearly.
He thought you said thievery.
I heard theory. And I sounds confused.
Yeah, I have the skill theory. In theory, is there a trap on this box?
We were talking hypothetically about switching. Go right ahead. You can even take 20 if you want to.
Okay, I'll take a 20. So, sure.
I will grant you that you find nothing untoward.
Looks fine to me. Apparently they didn't think they should try to kill the priests who were going to cure the plague. Who would have guessed?
I open it.
Okay. You find various magical supplies inside.
Ooh.
Various.
Yeah.
Inside
nothing worth talking about?
Nothing that really presents a lot of value outside of the holy man market, curing a plague market.
All right.
I mean, being someone familiar with magic, you can look inside and see that these are things that are more for the divine folk. The divine empowered, I guess I should say.
All right.
I mean, if you were to take it back to Ambermead and try to sell it, I think people would say, hey, isn't that stuff that the priests need?
All right.
But it's not like healing potions or anything. It's just reagents. And...
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we can close it back up. Whatever.
I close it back up.
All right.
All right. Well, were there any other offshoots in here, Mr. Map?
I think there was a hole in the back, wasn't there?
Of the room that you're in? Yeah, there's another way out.
Wait, we should probably rest.
Yeah.
Let's go back to our most secure location and rest.
Okay, we can trek all the way back to the storage, although we pass a pit trap on the way there. Two pit traps, in fact.
I think we might notice them this time, though.
Yeah, but we have to cross them. You don't want to just camp here?
If you think we're going to be safe, yeah, okay.
Okay, I see we just camp here.
Now, it's typically in this point of computer games where, like, I try to sleep and the computer says, you cannot sleep here.
It just, depends on where you are. this is obviously a hideout that the bandits have been using for
a
while.
I don't
think... There's
signs
of
at all?
People living there for quite some time.
Am I hurt? I don't think I am.
I don't think you took any damage. I don't remember. I guess since you got new character sheets and leveled up, maybe...
I know, I'm down 2 healing surges.
I don't think I've been hit.
As am I, and I've lost my...
I've used my daily.
Yeah.
I'm not hit. I can hang out if you want to, right? That should give
you,
us...
If you...
I've lost my action points.
You'll have to roll like a fortitude to stay awake all night if that's what you want.
Let's just go to sleep.
I mean, you only need 6 hours of sleep. You could theoretically take turns.
All right, let's take turns.
Well, let me see if I can fortitude this. Except once it happens.
So if you were to stay, 10 hours in the place resting, then
everybody can get 8 hours.
Everyone can easily get their 6 hours that they need. Yeah.
Okay. Well. Okay. I'll watch and
you even just 8 hours. You just do a 2-hour watch.
I'll Okay. Well, we can just do that. I was gonna say we could just have Bronwyn do the other half of watching.
Thanks, Bronwyn.
We had to take one for the team.
Literally.
So you could expend the whatever healing surges you need to get back up to full health. And...
I will do that.
And then go to sleep.
Wait, I did
okay.
Before we left.
Sure. Okay. So you pass through the night. Seems like either you've cleared out enough of the cave that everything's leaving you alone, or you got lucky. So nothing occurred during your rest period.
Fair enough. Let's check out that hole. I approach the hole slowly.
You mean the exit? That's the back door out of the hideout?
Oh, is that what we're calling it? Then yes.
Okay. Perhaps I failed to describe it properly.
I probably didn't listen.
So it's not a hole.
It's
just a door.
It's just a smaller exit than the one that you came in. There's plenty of room to walk out.
It's hole-ish.
You could call it a bolt hole, I guess, if you really want.
All right, let's start carrying this crate out of here.
Well, should we just go explore this way first?
Oh, I thought it was like an exit out.
I don't think we've gone far enough down to determine that, have we? Or can we see daylight?
You haven't. No, you can't see daylight just from where you are.
Okay.
If you went and explored it, then you might.
Okay.
Let's leave the crate here.
We can explore.
Maybe Bronwyn can stay here and guard the chest.
Yes.
Okay.
Or carry it out.
She'll stay there and guard her chest.
From Mylor.
Doesn't sound like she guards her chest that much. She's pretty loose. Whatever.
Well,
what do you have to say about that, Roma?
There's no accounting for people with laryngitis. Okay, you travel for about an hour, and you see that it's an exit. There's sunlight.
Okay.
If you continue outward, you'll find that it leads out probably a couple miles from where the entrance to the cave was.
But we have no cart.
And there is a cart outside of the second entrance. Sorry, awesome. I forgot to mention that.
Why didn't you list that among our assets in the first place?
Oh,
looks
cool.
Like maybe the bandits had used it to pack supplies to their cave or something. It doesn't quite fit into the back door, but... Yeah.
That's all right. We can carry it out.
All right.
I take 20.
Okay. What do you do with your 20?
I carry out the...
Oh, you go back and...
Yeah, the box.
Pack it all out. Okay. Yeah. All right.
With the appropriate amount of help from my teammates.
It's now about midday. You've got the cart onto the you've got the crate onto the cart.
Okay, let's start moving this cart.
All right.
Back towards Ambermead.
Okay. You just journey towards Ambermead. About evening time. People are starting to head into the various taverns. You roll into the city. The guards greet you out the door.
Okay.
I mark him.
Okay. All right. Them's the supplies for them priests?
Yes, these are the supplies that were stolen.
All right. Roll on through.
I would have expected someone to be a little more happier about this, but...
Apparently he doesn't know anyone who has the plague.
Yes, apparently he hasn't suffered enough. He should be made to suffer.
I say we go straight to the temple with the goods.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, as we're rolling down the street towards the temple, I'm going to quietly discuss with Undetermined. I want to keep my voice low enough that no one else can hear us say, should we tell him about Mylor? Should we keep it to ourselves? What do you think?
Well, Bronwyn brought back his head.
Right, but we can make up some story on how that happened, or we could tell them this was a bad guy, he was
corrupt. I say we tell them. I don't know what else we gain by not telling them. So
well,
you
if
have
there are other corrupt agents within the guards...
Then perhaps we need to get an audience with the king.
Or the local lord, whatever.
Lord Andrigal?
No. We're not working for a king here?
No.
Just a lord?
Give me that name again.
Andrigal. A-N-D-R-I-G-A-L.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
You are welcome.
Yeah, so I recommend we get an audience with the lord.
We're not going to tell anybody... But the Lord directly, right?
I think so.
Okay. Silver, did you catch any of that?
No, you guys specifically.
He's an master whisperer. I mean, come on.
We're going to seek audience with Lord Andrigal.
Okay.
We're not going to mention to anyone else that Mylor was corrupt this whole time.
That sounds like a very good idea. I'll try to act casual in front of those guards then.
It doesn't sound... It was a little odd that they didn't even ask where Mylor was.
They did.
When he came back.
They did. Oh, these guys didn't ask where Mylor was?
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't know Mylor went with us.
We'll never know.
Maybe above their pay grade. Okay. Should we return the stuff to the temple? Is there anything we need to roleplay there?
You go to the temple.
Do we get a hug from the priest?
I would like to resist any attempt by the priest to hug me.
I encourage.
I'll make an opposed grapple.
I encourage the hugging. <Okay. laughs>
The priests have received word from people that are really excited, running ahead of you to tell them that the supplies are here, and they come out and there's a little kobold with them, and they're. He seems to be, like, familiar with the priests. They're all very excited to welcome you.
What's with picking kobolds as pets?
Welcome back. Thank you for bringing us the supplies.
Is this Terrence?
I forgot that was
Clarence.
His name.
Clarence.
Clarence. Didn't Clarence end up getting killed?
I don't remember. I don't think so.
Oh, you're right. No. You
I think it would have made Annie too sad to have seen
him. He was defended until the party broke up. I mean,
wasn't he,
yeah, he was
musically inclined.
He was becoming a bard. That's in training. Right. She was teaching him the drums, I think.
All
right. Clarence banged drum.
Was he enthused enough about the... about the medical equipment?
I don't know. That should probably be role-played by the universe.
The kobold says, "Oh, I'm so excited about supplies. Oh, thank you, big man. Thank you. Now we can cure village."
Your village doesn't happen to be in a cave down the road, does it?
Oh, you visited a village? Oh, that's so great.
Yeah, I think the robbers who stole this stuff killed all the kobolds there.
Oh.
And we saw some women and children fleeing, but we weren't there in time to defend anybody.
Oh. I'll have to go visit them, see if they're okay.
All right.
Okay, so you drop.
I tell the priest. I say, "I'll probably come back for this cart. This is my cart."
They say, "Okay,
sweet."
Is there anything you can do to help us get in to have an audience with Lord Andrigal? Andrigal?
Albright.
Lord Aloysius.
One of the human priests says, "I'll have to talk to our abbot." All right. Leader here of the temple, and he certainly has the Lord's ear. I'm sure we can arrange that.
Okay, we do need to discuss some things we discovered with him, but
okay.
Sensitive information. So,
one of the priests holds up Myler's head out of the cart and says, "What is this?"
Yeah, he met with some just a bad end. We did what we could to bring him back, but
he says.
You guys should have sent us
okay.
More than a head.
You want me to roll a bluff, or?
Yeah, roll a bluff.
26.
Okay.
To be fair, I think Brandon did say he was going to put it in his pack.
Oh, did he? Okay. I guess it wasn't specified.
So. I don't really care.
He's digging through Brandon's pack.
what is going on?
Maybe we should have put the head in the crate.
I kind of figured that since you always carried your trophies in your car, that's where the head would end up.
I thought Brandon.
And I thought
I'd take
advantage of the fact that you didn't say where you were keeping.
I thought for sure Brandon would have put the head on a pike of some kind.
Yeah,
I don't think
he
had a pike.
He was probably looking for
a branch.
Probably Bronwyn is thinking. Should have bought a pike before we got here.
Would have been an interesting reception at the town gates. Wait, isn't that Mylor's head? Why do they have it on a pike?
Thwart us and die underneath it.
Hey, we're back with your supplies.
That should be the name of your robe.
Our
adventure
warned us to die.
I've heard of them. They're ruthless. You could get little Tabard's made.
A pennant.
I'll hire a bard to go before us carrying that.
So is that now the name of our adventuring group, Thwart Us and Die?
The little kobold whatever. Says, I know, bard.
How about this week?
Oh, interesting. So, yes, if you could get us in to see the Lord right away.
Okay. I'll certainly do what I can.
Okay.
Check back in an hour's time if you haven't.
We'll wait here.
Okay. That would be fine. We don't have same ability to give you hospitality the way an inn would, but certainly...
We'll wait right here.
Okay.
You just send him a text message, can't you?
I believe we could send a scroll up to the manor if you want.
Sweet.
By the way, just on a side note, did you guys hear this thing with the pigeon and the internet?
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that.
Okay.
No? Okay, so... They send a page running up to the manor. About an hour later, the page comes back with a message for you guys to go on up to.
Awesome.
Kind of, okay. He's got it in a scroll that you can present to the guards to get in.
So I don't know. I think we're pretty effective together. I say we formally make this an association. You guys okay with that?
We'll see how things go inside.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How do we want to be tied down too much? I'll back you up, but we'll see how things go first.
Okay.
That's an idea.
I was hoping to have a little tighter bond than that going in to face the Lord, but I can work with
that. I told you I'd back you up.
Yeah.
All right.
Not sure I'm comfortable with this adventuring company yet.
I'm not judging. I'm just the universe. Okay, you get up to the gates. Guards ask for your business.
Are these two again?
It's the cousins of the ones that were guarding the entrance to the city.
Oh, right. It's a family thing, then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's our note.
They say, oh, okay. It's pretty official. Got the Lord's seal. Go on in.
Make sure to get the note back from them, by the way.
Okay. They'll hand it back to you if you ask for it.
Yeah, I'm just going to hold my hand out expectantly. Right.
Yep, they'll give it back.
I then hold my hand out.
You looking for a gratuity?
Yeah, I got a little tip here or something.
The guards seem very confused there.
All right, well, we'll just move on then.
Okay. You go up into the grounds. Another guard greets you at the door into the manor itself and asks you to remove your weapons or peace bond them. They're not allowed to draw weapons in the Lord's presence.
I do that.
You agree?
I will peace bond them. I'm not leaving them behind.
Okay.
As will I.
All right. They wire him up.
Can we peace bond his hands?
I was hoping you wouldn't suggest that.
If you have a staff, you're not allowed to bring that in there.
Told you. Take the wizard's staff.
Okay. You go in. There's, you know, it's not a huge town, so there's only a few nobles there with the Lord and the leader at the local temple's there with him. The Lord calls out, ah, the heroes, I hope you've brought our archery tournament reward.
Yep.
I fear that some of the nobles have already left, but at least we can continue on with those who have stayed.
Sorry, can you tell me who else is in the room again? I'm sorry, the guy from the temple, the Lord, and who else?
Like 6 or 7 nobles. Just like some of them are probably visiting because of the archery tournament. It's kind of a big party there.
Do you want to clear the room, or do you want me to?
I would rather just ask the Lord if we can have a sidebar in private than clear
the
room.
Well, that's what I was meant. Okay.
My Lord Adrigal, we have an incredibly sensitive matter to discuss with you. Can we have a moment with you in private, please? It is time sensitive.
He says, This is highly unusual.
You can keep the leader from the temple. I think he should stay.
He says, if you're willing to discuss this matter, keep a couple guards here at the door and.
I think we can take a couple guards.
What does that mean? You say that?
Allow a couple guards?
The lord starts to eye you a little suspiciously.
I just grin mischievously, you know, like it was like I'm joking.
I reach into the backpack and I say, "My lord, we found the reason why you're."
Wait. Are we in private yet?
Okay, let's. Yeah.
Sorry.
You wanted to wait until
we were in private. I was waiting until we were in private.
So you've gone into an antechamber with the priest and a couple guards.
Okay.
I say, do you trust these guards that are here?
He says, of course. I trust all my personal guards.
Do you trust Mylar?
Yes.
Hmm.
He's proven himself time and again over the last year.
We've found the reason why the supplies went missing. I reach into Bronwyn's bag, toss out Mylar's head.
He was a traitor, my lord.
Wait, I want to hear where the head landed.
He kind of rolls and settles at the priest's feet, and he staring looks up at him. It.
By the way, we did not close the eye.
Hold the tongue out.
The guards behind you kind of murmur.
I'm concerned that you have some sort of leak in your kingdom. I don't know where it goes to. This is the first time I've ever been here. But he tried to sell us out.
He was known to the brigands who stole the items. They had been waiting for him to appear. It almost seemed as though he were the mastermind of the entire operation.
The Lord says,
Was he friends with anybody else? In the guard, especially close? A particular lord?
He came to our lands a little over a year ago and asked for service in the guard and has turned back several goblin attacks. We thought he was a friend. He was rising up the ranks. I'm unsure whether to believe your story, to be honest. He's proven himself so faithful.
Well, your priest friend is here. If you want to have him cast any kind of holy magic to detect whether or not we're telling the truth, I'm certainly willing to submit to that.
As am I.
I guess I am.
Okay.
But not Bronwyn. She can't speak.
All right. The priest says, okay, this is unusual. All right. Casts a zone of truth. All right. You guys tell your story?
Yep.
Okay. The priest confirms everything to the Lord. He says, oh, this is most disturbing. I'm very saddened to hear that Mylar is a traitor to our land.
Okay.
Master Whisper goes like this. With the Lord in front of him, facing undetermined with the note behind his back.
Okay, I take the note.
Well, no, I'm saying, do we want to... I'm going to show him the note.
You take the note.
I have a very low intelligence here.
So you don't... Okay. I'll just hand it to him. Say, we also found this.
Takes it. What's that?
Obviously, a portion of the note is missing, but I'm wondering if those initials AL mean anything to you. Perhaps someone that Mylar was close to?
You know, L is very close to the letter M in the alphabet. Maybe they meant to say Ambermead, but they wrote Amberlead.
Anyway.
He kind of passes the note back with the priest, and they both kind of study it.
So, yeah, this note relates to me, possibly. I don't know who I am. All I know is my name is Silver.
She was injured in the attack on the wagon that was bringing the supplies. I take the note back from
her. Okay. All right. The priest looks at you. Looks at you. What are you grinning for?
Oh, it's just looking at the two of them. Okay. I don't want to be left out.
He says, there's something familiar about your faces. I don't know who this AL is. Could be any number of people. I mean, there are nobles that with those initials, and you know, Faerun is a large world. But I don't know if anyone could directly connect to Milo with those initials.
Okay.
There's something familiar about us.
Yeah.
To you.
Your story has kind of stirred a memory. He's not sure that he recognizes. The story of your traveling here and not having a memory, I don't know. It stirs some remembrance, and your faces seem familiar to me, but I can't quite place
just
them.
Mine and whispers?
Yes.
Too bad you don't know who your father is.
Are you my father?
No, I'm your brother.
Was it the priest that said that?
Yeah, the priest says that.
Okay.
He says, I wish I could help you more. The only thing that comes to mind is you might try down in the Dales, or not the Dales. Near the Dales. The Dales. Elminster has a residence there. He's still meddles in the intrigue of the land, and you might have something that he can help you with here. If you can get an audience with him, I don't know. He was a companion of mine long ago for a short time. I'll be happy to write a letter of recommendation, but I don't know that it'll hold value. Yeah.
We'll take that.
Says, of course, we take this very seriously. We want our land to be secure, but this is all just a mystery for me. I'm very shocked still at Mylor's betrayal. Why he would even attack the caravan makes no sense at all to me.
Have you hired anybody since Mylor? Like, in the guard?
Well, we beefed up our guards for the festival. I could direct you to the captain of the guard if you think that there's something that can be found out.
Talk to him about Mylor? I mean, he'd probably know more. I mean, he works with the guy, right?
Yeah, it'd be good to find out if he was particularly friendly with anybody or if he went to any particular areas more than once. An inn?
An inn?
A bar.
A bar. Yes.
I mean, your memory really is going.
Yeah.
Inn. It's a place where people sleep.
Typically. Priest, is there anything you can do to jog his memory?
Her
memory?
Now his memory's gone.
He says, mind is a tricky thing. What the gods have taken away, the gods will restore. I know no spell or ritual to restore his memories. But I thank you for your efforts. I understand you've restored our supplies for battling plague. Our less fortunate members of our city are always the most affected.
Don't mean to hold you over a barrel here, but perhaps you could supply me with a horse to drag my cart.
The Lord says, "Oh, I far be it from me not to be a hospitable, Lord, and reward you for your fine efforts. Thank you for reminding me. Here is 300 gold. By all means, find yourself a nag in town."
Sweet.
And if you can get a horse too, all the better.
How many nags does GP buy?
I recommend the stables near the Wicker Goat. There's also a blacksmith nearby if you're looking for weaponry.
Hmm. Can you write us a letter of introduction to the captain of the guard as well to help
Absolutely.
Ensure his compliance?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
We'll see what we can
Are
do
you
to
staying
find your
at
problem.
An inn here in town? Or?
Do you recommend one? We haven't. I don't have accommodations here yet. I don't know about the other two.
Well,
I don't know who I am.
And that is very disturbing. I wish I could help you, but unfortunately, gold does not buy everything. Well, as I mentioned, the Wicker Goat is a
Wicker Goat
fine establishment. Nothing our my fine nobles would stand, but I'm sure you'd feel comfortable there. It's near
the stables.
The other places I mentioned, stables and blacksmith.
That sounds great.
So we'll wait here for the letters of introduction, and you'll send them to us at the
I'll send them to you at the Wicker Goat if that is where you'll be staying.
Wicker Goat or Wicker Coat?
Goat.
Goat. Either one's a little weird, but...
It's a long story. You'll have to ask the innkeeper.
Well, just send them in care of Thwart Us or Die. And die.
I don't really give him a choice. I'll take Thwart You, please. What the heck? You chose him, though.
Kind of an obvious choice.
He says, I might understand that you formed an adventuring company. That is the
title. I'm trying to push the rest of them into forming a formal company, sure.
He says, well, that's very fine. I would be happy to sponsor you.
Awesome.
Excellent.
We'll take that.
Thank you, Lord Albright.
I doubted Lord you, Campbell. But I can tell that you're an upright man. Women, you've served me well so far.
Ah, thank you.
Did you just say you're a bright man and women?
Upright.
Upright.
Oh.
None of us are ape-like. Okay. I say we head to the Wicker Goat, get some rooms.
Yeah.
We can probably hit the stables in the morning.
I pick up the head as we're walking out and say, we'll dispose of this properly. We don't want to leave this here in your... And a chamber.
Unless you want it. Do you want the head?
I don't know what Brandon wants done with the head. I don't know what perverted thing that he wants to do.
Probably wanted it shrunk and put on a necklace.
That sounds more something more like what my character would ask for, but this is Brandon's.
The Lord says, well, if you think that claiming him as a traitor will...
I'd rather not tip our
...serve
hand.
Against your investigation, then I would prefer he was disposed with discreetly.
Yeah. And also, maybe you can put these two guards under a particular oath not to discuss what was talked about here. Again, I'm concerned that if there are other traitors, that we will tip our hand before we have the chance to expose them.
Lay the priest under an oath as well. Let us all swear an oath.
I will take care of the men in this room. I will vouch for them.
Oh. Take care of or vouch for?
Like my lord.
You needn't worry yourselves about,
all right.
about my guards here. Okay.
I go to the Wicker
Goat.
The
Wicker Goat. Alright. It's your typical inn. It's quite full by this time. People are celebrating also the return of the supplies for the plague. And the innkeeper welcomes you with a hearty, hello, it's the adventurers who brought back our supplies.
You can refer to us as Thwart Us and Die.
He says, and a mighty fearsome name it is. I welcome you to my inn. First round of drinks are free on the...
Is the first night... stay free?
Let's not push our luck.
Well, we will need some rooms.
So that's very fine. I'll offer them at a discount.
I accept your discount. Oh, you're supposed to go there. Right, I did that wrong.
Are you trying to use Jedi mind tricks?
Is that the wrong role-playing game?
Yeah.
Because
he's Tredarian anyway, so.
All right, he sets you up with some rooms. And,
how much?
It will be for the... Are you getting two rooms or one room?
I'm getting my own room.
Okay.
And I will pay for my own room.
Okay.
It's how a much gold is a room?
Gold
room.
A night?
Yeah.
That's a discounted rate?
I'll take my own room. That seems pretty good. We just got, like, what, like, Like 600 something?
Yeah. No, 5,000 actually. That's what I wrote down.
I might take two rooms.
Now you know why we let Pete do the transcribing of the treasure. Any floating point arithmetic errors always work out in our favor.
I just kind of, you know, slough off some of the stuff I don't really need, like the head.
Okay.
And
well, that's all Brahmins.
Oh, that's right. Right. Sorry. You're right. I forgot about that.
Let's just assume that she's taking care of all of that.
I'm going to unpeace bond my weapons, by the way.
Okay.
I peace bond his weapons back up.
Were my weapons ever peace bonded?
Well, what weapons do you have?
I have a crossbow and...
Okay. Well, your crossbow would have been peace bonded.
Confiscated.
Yeah. Confiscated and or peace
bonded. Yeah. And, well, my staff, I mean, it's really just a...
As a chaos sorcerer, so you're kind of more
dangerous.
Did you dangerous
put pillows on each end of the staff?
Without weapons, than with weapons.
Yeah, yeah. Like, here, hold this sword while you walk in here. That's probably would have been a good idea.
I want to go check out the blacksmith shop.
Okay.
See what he's got.
If I have any peace bond stuff, I'm getting them off.
Okay. I would like to attempt to gather information, which I guess is streetwise now.
Okay.
About my lore, find out who he associated with. Great. If you had any friends or enemies or...
All right.
Streetwise, oh, jeez.
Whisper, you... you have the ear of pretty much anyone that you want in the tavern tonight. They'll all tell you basically the same story. My lord kind of came, joined the guard, and was involved in several heroic encounters. You know, all the guards thought he was great. You know, he seemed to be fairly charismatic, you know, moved quickly up the ranks. It's unusual for someone to gain the Lord's confidence that quickly. But.
Okay, but he didn't have any particular friends, or?
You know, he didn't really single out anyone in particular.
Can I find out where he lived specifically?
He had a place in the guard barracks.
Okay. I will be searching that later.
Okay.
Blacksmith?
Okay, blacksmith. You walk into the blacksmith, and an older dwarf there greets you. Says, "Arr, a warrior, I can tell. Welcome to me, blacksmith."
Thank you. Can you show me your wares, please?
Indeed, I have this fine array of weaponry.
Oh, shoot. I should have asked, like...
What are you looking for in particular?
Actually, let me ask the universe here a question. We got these magical items. In times past, like all we thought they were just items. Like we know
identified
they're
basically.
Yeah. Yes.
They've kind of done away with that in fourth edition.
So we just kind of know what they are.
Yeah, I'm not
make
sure.
Make an arcana check.
You know. Hold on, just a
second. I mean, because this magic chainmail and, you know, a magic longsword is right up my alley, so
yeah,
I don't necessarily want to buy something unless, you know,
you can get better.
Yeah.
Indeed.
One here.
Did you find something already, or should I help you? Okay.
Dungeons in the night, exploring dungeons, tracking down the foe. Isn't it romantic?
Exciting.
Oh. Isn't it dungeon sighting? Dooby-dooby-doo. Dragons
down
the hall.
I can't remember exactly who it was. I read it, but I know that the
spewing fire
Dungeon Master's Guide specifically said that it wasn't fun for players to have to identify their weapons. So I don't think they're doing that anymore.
Sweet.
So when I said magic, I specifically meant the type of called magic in your player's handbook.
Awesome.
Page 230. You can see... different kinds of page 228, actually. It has a list of magic types, like that weapons and armor can be. And the stuff you found is just magic plus one.
Okay.
So you get a
plus one.
Plus two attack and plus two damage on weapons, and then plus one to armor class on the armor.
Oh, dang it, I was hoping to get a plus one to damage on my armor.
Sorry.
Oh, well.
The blacksmith says, I'm very glad that he took out those goblins in the cave. I had a shipment of ore stolen about 6 months back. Did you find anything of interest while you were digging around?
Sorry, I don't know, like... I've got scale mail.
Okay.
So I don't know, like, if chainmail gives me something better. I don't know where to find that.
Chainmail should be the next step up from scale mail, if I can remember correctly.
Let's see.
Sure leather, scale, that. Chain, partial plate, full plate. Or you can have questions.
Page 214. Scale armor is actually slightly better. I guess
yeah, scale is better.
That's weird. Is it better than magical chainmail?
Well, it would be the same.
It would be the same.
But you'll have less encumbrance.
Yeah, you have. But we don't
buy 5 pounds,
really. Yeah, they don't really seem to be
like. And they're, actually,
they're
the scale mail
on certain kind of rolls.
Yeah, but the check on scale mail, there is no check. On chain mail, there's a -1 check.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. Both have a -1 to speed, and essentially the only difference is.
Have you been factoring that in? -1 to speed.
No.
All right.
Yeah, you have. Well, no, you haven't. It says it on your character sheet, but you haven't been using that.
That's all right. all right. You can see that in the table there that your magic armor is going to be worth about 360 gold pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wanted to trade in your chain for some scale or plate, he has some dwarven... armor available that he can. I mean, it's sized for you, but
made by dwarves.
Yeah,
that sounds like an ad. Sized for you, but made by dwarves.
there's actually a description here. Crafted by the finest dwarf armor smiths, this armor was once only available to dwarves, though now some armor smiths will create a set for whoever can pay the price. Has the enhancement of +1 to your armor class. Has a property of gain an item bonus to endurance checks equal to the armor's enhancement bonus. So you get a +1 to your endurance check. And a daily power of healing for a free action. Regain hit points as if you had spent a healing surge.
Wow. It was a free action.
Yeah.
So I can trade them?
You can. I'm saying that I will sell this dwarf blacksmith. Will sell you some dwarven plate armor or dwarven scale armor for the appropriate price. Which for the plate armor is 570 and for the scale armor is 5 gold less than that. But you can sell the chainmail for 360, so.
Difference is what, 200?
The difference is 160 gold pieces. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay.
You took the brace of magic daggers?
He did.
Yes.
Can anyone wear the magic leather armor, by the way, in our group?
Sorry.
I'm assuming that Bronwyn can, if Whisper can't.
I believe I'm already wearing leather armor. Check here.
This is magical.
I can't, right? I can't even wear leather, right?
I think you're limited to cloth. That doesn't mean you can't shop around and see what's out there.
Can you find some magic cloth?
Sure.
Yes, I'm wearing leather armor now, so I can sit and take the magical leather armor.
I'll take it for now and fight over it with Bronwyn later.
Wow. Are you serious? The difference is 120?
160 gold.
Ah, damn. We each essentially get 128 gold pieces.
Okay. You still have gold left from your character creation.
Yes, not to the extent of 40 gold pieces.
Would you like to borrow some gold?
I will not pay them back.
You can borrow some gold. From the company coffers. But first you have to agree to form a formal...
That's how they get you every time.
You can pay him 40 to start the company, how about that?
That doesn't seem to have quite the bonds of friendship.
Remember in Firefly how they got Jane?
Yeah.
I do seem
I'll
like
pay you
Jane.
Double. Yeah.
I accept, and I accept.
Okay.
Now, what's the... I'm looking right here at the armor thing here. Plate mail, plate armor... Under just like the regular armor thing, like has, you know, another armor bonus.
The armor bonus plus 8 is how much?
Goes on to your...
That's your AC.
Yeah.
So my question is, the only difference between the Dwarven scale or the Dwarven plate was 5 GP, right?
Right, and then, yeah. I mean, your armor bonus goes down if you go with scale instead of
plate.
I thought it was between scale and chain.
He sold the chain already.
Selling the chain now, the magic chain.
Oh, can I sell the scale armor as well?
Your existing suit of scale armor?
Yeah. There was no scale armor.
He's wearing scale armor.
Yes, you absolutely can sell the scale armor that you have on.
This is listed as a price of 45 GP, but is that...
It's been used.
Yeah, well, that's what I was asking. I didn't expect that.
I was trying to fill
that.
In the gap there.
I didn't expect it to come across
actually,
as...
For our purposes tonight, he's lowering his usual markup, so, you know.
Oh, because he's pleased with how much I disposed of those other people.
Yeah.
So I give him my scale, the chain, and I get my choice of plate or scale armor back. And we're good?
Mm-hmm.
I shake on it.
Okay.
Now I have to decide which I want.
Plate? He says, I think I can upgrade this scale runner.
He doesn't sell horses, does he?
No.
I am essentially out of money. No, I still have my 128. No, I'm out of money.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your time, Joe the Dwarf.
I'd say Master Blacksmith.
Shorty.
Shorty.
Put and pop.
I pat him on the head as I walk out.
Now, I give him a soldier's salute. Back to thinking.
Says I.
By the way, did you guys write that down? How much you guys had for your GP? It's 128. So
no.
Just letting you know.
So is there?
Throwing it out there.
Can I just ask if there's anything that I can wear that's better than what I have now at this little shop? Not the blacksmith, but if you wanted to shop around town, I'm sure we could find some.
Okay.
What do you have on right now?
Get some Starweave armor.
I'm sure I just have normal cloth armor. Cloth, not cloth armor, but...
It just says special.
It's Not available.
An amber so pull out your special coins.
Dang it, where does it say what I'm wearing?
Hey, Joey.
Yes.
The check of minus two, where does that get factored in here? Is that just like get factored in for like
certain skills? There's an armor penalty there.
Feats, damage. Okay.
See the ones that have NA? Mm-hmm. Those don't take an armor penalty. Everything else does.
Yeah, let me go. Where's a place I can go? I mean, I wander. Can I just say wander around town until I find a textile store or something?
Let's assume that you would be shopping for magic armor, right? Something that a spellcaster would be interested in, so you find a spell shop and go in.
Okay. Okay. What's in there?
Say we, you know, we're all out of our higher end material right now, but we do have this nice magic robe.
Hmm. I like the sound of that. Is it like a bathrobe sort of with a tie on it and like easily mobile or does it have a hood?
What non-easily mobile robes do you know of?
You know, I mean, is it hiked up a little bit so I don't trip over it? Does the tie cord fall into the toilet or?
The proprietor of this magic shop says, "Oh, I'm so delighted you're excited about it. Let me go grab it." And brings it out, holds it up to you. Oh, look, it brings out the highlights on your hair. Look at this fine cut around your calves. Guaranteed not to get in the way of any of your spell casting. The sleeves hike up just the right amount.
Okay, so the fashion is very nice, but what's so special besides the fashion about this robe?
Oh, wearers of this robe will be granted just that extra bit of warning for incoming arrows and swords. Just the kind of thing for an adventure. And I hear that you are part of the new adventuring company that saved our city.
News travels fast.
A special discount.
Because we just formed the party and then I walk straight here. So,
you know, in a small town, it's hard to miss the gossip. Uh-huh. I've had children in here chatting since you stopped by the temple.
Did you decide?
That was several hours ago.
I'm still looking over. Do I need to decide right now?
Let me know when you do, and I'll just add it.
So is there like a, what is that called? What is that special feature called of being able to,
Are you asking in metagame terms? I'm telling you, John, out of character. You can get cloth armor with an armor bonus of +1.
Okay.
I don't know what your current armor is, but
I wish I could find it. I'm pretty sure I just have normal cloth armor.
Let's see.
I'll enjoy doing something different this weekend.
Really? So you're not going to be doing two podcasts this weekend?
Right here, your other equipment on your secondary page.
No.
It says cloth armor, basic clothing.
Oh, how am I stopping?
Just pack it up, go home.
All right, how much is the robe?
I'll offer it to you for the fine discounted price of 355 gold pieces.
I'll give you 120.
The proprietor says, I really appreciate what you've done for this town, and I... I'm sure there was some hidden treasure in that cave that you could go raid and bring back here and help out this poor little humble shop.
Are you saying you want the plague potion stuff? Because that'd be kind of rude.
All those bandits, I'm sure there were various monsters there. Surely some of them had some exotic rubies. Or
tell them the universe didn't see fit to give
precious stones.
I just got the gold. I think the cool stuff is with the party.
You ended up with 8 gold, right?
I'm sure that someone as resourceful as yourself can muster the gold for this fine robe of power.
Well,
how will you survive your future journeys without better armor?
Well, I'll protect her.
I've done okay so far.
Are you sure there's nothing you left behind in that cavern that could help you? You're really sure about this, like leaving behind stuff in the cavern.
There's always hordes of dragons. You are always leaving treasure.
Have you been to the cavern lately? How do you know we went? Well, I guess it's all over town.
It's common. I see adventurers all the time.
Well, unfortunately, I don't have anything specific. I'm not with them. I can't talk to them, can I?
I don't think at all.
You can call me back.
It's worth the minus two.
Yeah. Could you hold this for me, please?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Why are you pressuring me into making an issue?
Right.
Mostly because I have your character sheet already open.
I don't even want to play this game anymore.
My mission here is done.
Are you guys still at the blacksmith? I'm going to run back to the blacksmith. Did we get anything else in the cave, in the cavern?
We got everything, except for the cart. Which I think we'll probably get like 4 GP for.
But all the magical
stuff. I can't
stuff
even afford
just
a horse. I was hoping to take the cart with us. I can't afford a horse.
All the magical stuff is like just those weapons and stuff that you're trying to sell to the blacksmith.
Yeah. The only thing that we haven't really claimed yet is the magic leather armor.
Because there's like,
I don't know what Bronwyn's
doing. I took it.
Oh, you took it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, he took it. There's this magic robe that I could really use since I'm wearing cloth armor. I don't know if you knew that. But,
Oh, that's not plate?
Makes it easier to get hit in this cloth armor.
I thought that was cloth plate.
So I do want cloth plate. That's what this guy's offering, but it's like 200 too expensive.
Oh, literally, I have 8 GP left.
How much do you need?
I have 128. Curtis, how much did you say it was? 350?
You have more than 128. Did you look at your character sheet to see what you already had?
Yeah, it was 160.
Yeah.
And how much do you need?
No, 170.
I need 350. I need a lot.
I'll go back with you if we can talk her down to 200.
Okay.
She wants 350?
Yeah.
How much did you try haggling it down to? Just to what you
had? 120.
I'll be right back.
Okay. Let's go back and try haggling it down to 250.
I'll roleplay the person.
That's why I kept going.
Oh, hi. Welcome back.
It's the Venus Glory.
I'll give you 5 for this.
Well, I don't know.
6.
That sounds better.
Can 6.5.
Final offer.
Okay, I'm back down to 5.
Well, I don't want you going any lower, so I'll take the 5.
All right. I would like 2 of them, please.
You're going to wear both of them?
Yes, yeah. You're going to sell one back.
Yeah. One goes in
the shelf price.
Or like
one goes in
this.
The front, one goes in the back. Yeah, place it on the Underhills bill, please.
So check this out. You can. It has the mounts in here in the game. In the character builder. The next entry under riding horse is riding shark. 3,400 gold pieces.
Glad to know that they finally put in that contingency.
Well, hey, dude, I'm buying me a riding shark. Cruising across the plane.
Pete, did you watch the soup last week?
No, I didn't. Stupid Joe came home. He was like, hey, let's watch the BYU game. And he was with some girl. I was like, oh, crap.
Some girl?
Yeah, whoever he's dating right now.
You don't know her name?
Callie?
Camille?
Camille.
Yeah.
So glad that I keep going with, oh, hey, how's it going?
Yeah, no, Camille, they're inseparable.
Like, how did that happen so fast?
I don't know. It's, they kind of got along.
Has she seen him with his shirt off yet?
I don't know. Probably not.
That's when I figure that it'll all come crashing down.
We were at Moab together. We weren't in the same boat, though. But they got in, they snuck into the hot tub at, like, the campground we stayed in, but they, like, just went in their clothes. So yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, well, they didn't have their suits with them. And I guess they weren't gonna go all the way. But there was a on the soup, they had this. They showed scenes from the sci-fi movie. I don't even know what it was called. Like Colossal Shark versus.
Yes.
Versus giant octopus.
What was it? Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus. Yes.
Didn't it take out the Golden Gate Bridge or something like that?
Yes, Mega Shark did. Awesome.
It was so cool.
And they're like, think about the actor who takes that job. They're like,
you mean Lorenzo Lamas?
What have I gotten myself into?
It's come to this.
Well, like, the scene they show is like Mega Shark was going after the bridge and like, Sir, what should we do? And Lorenzo Lamas is like, wait, give me a minute or something. Wait, hang on. And then the shark just dives through the bridge, destroys it. Then goes back to him. He's just like still thinking about it. I should look for it. I would love to just watch that movie. Sci-fi has some really. Whenever I see the movies that they.
It's like it's
sci-fi
getting
movies
worse.
On the soup. I'm honestly, this is hilarious.
I remember sci-fi in college was like really cool. Like doing
the Farscape days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't that big of a fan.
That was before they showed all of the good stuff. Now they're producing their own original movies.
You should have like Twilight Zone and stuff on there.
Yeah, I wish they'd bring Twilight Zone and Outer Limits back.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Twilight. I was like, what? Really?
Seriously, no, they couldn't. Well, they couldn't back then. It wasn't around. I actually like the Twilight movie a little bit. More than the book. Anyway.
Master Whisper would like to attack Silver.
Okay. Ooh, I want to use my push thing. Okay, Whisper and I come back to the clothing store.
Yeah, I roleplayed it, and...
I walked away with 2 ropes for 5 gold pieces.
Welcome back.
Hello.
I see you've used your creative adventuring skills to find a companion.
Look, if we pool all of our available resources, we can give you 200 gold.
Yeah, that's what we have right now.
And Thwartus and Die will be official sponsors of your shop.
You had to look back and see what the adventuring company you named was.
I didn't name it.
Yeah, you did.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was you that wanted to start the whole party.
Yeah, I just thought somebody else threw that name out, and I grabbed onto it.
Yeah, shopkeeper says, that is a very tempting offer, almost as tempting as my offer of 345 gold for this magnificent
power. You can't afford that. And yes, we did check every room in the cave.
I'm so disappointed. All the stories, it's magnificent hoards of treasure.
What are they? Just stories, or are they like specific things that you heard about specific places in this specific cave that we just went to?
I've never been to your cave. I serve only the best in.
What about advertising?
Magical adventures.
We'd be willing to advertise for you.
We'll put patches on our.
Perhaps project. After a few more glorious campaigns.
I've
on
got
your
this
company's...
nice new armor that's got some area right here on the front.
I'm the only magical store in this whole city.
Can't you at least humor us and go down to 340 or something? I mean, just humor.
I've already benevolently lowered my price. 200 gold pieces, and I would lose 120.
All right. Now I'll get it later. Whatever.
Yeah, we'll come back. Make him pay.
Can I do some kind of charisma thing right here? Got a high charisma.
Charming.
You guys need to keep better track of what you find in caverns. And...
there really is something we found in a cavern.
I'm just throwing that out there. To be a jerk.
I rely on Pete to keep track of stuff.
I've got everything down here that we found.
Did we ever find some
jewelry? I even wrote down an iron key. I offer the iron key as payment.
All I have is a holy symbol.
You're awesome.
Oh, wow, I have a sickle.
I wonder if that iron key worked on that door that we were never able to get open.
Yeah, we can go back. Let's go back. It works in the game.
Okay, I am going to go to the stables and buy a horse.
Okay.
...50% ownership in the cart for 50% ownership in the horse?
Literally, I have 8 gold pieces.
What I'm saying is...
I'm tapped.
It's your cart.
Oh, yes.
50% ownership in the cart, 50% ownership in the horse.
You bet.
I'll let you... It's 75 gold. Or at least that's the PHP price.
Here's the identifying magic items. It's page 223. So, you know. I'm just looking for carts and horses in here. Where did you find it?
I found it in Character Builder.
Yeah.
Riding horse. It comes out of the player's handbook.
Why do they have it in the adventure?
Are you in the player's handbook?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, there we go. Mounts and treads. I missed it. A cart or wagon is worth 20 gold. A riding horse is worth 75. So, I'm going to say you could get a horse capable of pulling your cart for about 50 gold, but not necessarily one worthy of riding around on.
So I want to buy a riding horse, but we're generally going to use it to pull the cart initially.
Okay. Starting at 75 gold pieces.
Oh, starting at?
Yeah.
Do I need to negotiate for that?
Well, no. You can buy a higher quality horse for more. War horses are 600.
Yeah, I can't go that high. We really need to go check that locked room. He's trying to give us all this stuff that's way out of our price range.
I'm just throwing stuff out there.
Yeah. Oh, that's the problem. So let's head on back there.
Okay.
Okay. You're just gonna tell the innkeeper you'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah. If any messages come from the keep for us, to hold on to them for us.
All right. Okay. Set out. It's dark. It's quite dark by the time you reach the cave.
I pull out one of my sun rods.
Okay. You go to the locked door?
Yeah.
Okay. You reach to the portcullis that has fallen down and unlock the door with your iron key. That you wrote down faithfully, but forgot about.
Forget about it? I just had no place to take a key.
Look, first place
you forgot about the lock. You forgot about the locked door. You didn't forget about the key. You forgot about the locked door.
Okay, I'm the meat shield here.
Can we lift the portcullis?
Ben Barr's lift gates.
Unfortunately, they got rid of that stat.
Oh, dang it.
You can, take a 20 on strength? Isn't that...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's your strength modifier?
5. Oh, wait.
And I'd like to assist to provide a plus 2.
Mod plus half level? I don't know what that means.
5.
Yeah, but why is there this mod plus half level?
You have an 18 strength. And you have a level 3, so you get plus half of your level, which rounds down to 1. So you have 5, right? Or do you have a strength of 20?
I have a strength of 20.
How did you get a strength of 20?
Because as a human, you get a plus 2 to any stat.
Oh, wow. Nice. Okay. Yeah, you managed to lift it up
you
enough.
You lift that sucker. You power clean it.
You're a pretty strong guy. You lift it up enough that you're... Company can all get through.
Including the horse and the guard.
No. They were at the entrance.
The portcullis goes out to the top Ronan of the cave.
Okay, Bronwyn was with the horse and cart at the entrance to the cavern. They're able to keep it up enough with your help that you can go underneath. It falls back down. After you
Sweet.
Okay, I'd like to explore the room back there.
All right. You find...
but the room has been mostly emptied. It looks like there used to be a lot more stuff here. But you managed to get
that's all Curtis's there. Way of punishing us for not having got it the first time. All right, I'm going to remove a few things.
The universe made off a few things. The universe saw us leaving.
You managed to... Because I had to remind you guys about the
room. I never heard that we found an iron key, so I wasn't paying attention at that point. That?
Pete wrote it down.
Yeah, well, that's what... I don't listen when you're listening to treasure. Let him take care of that.
That was when we fought the little kobolds.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. They might have been willing to trade it for something. If you had talked to them instead of tried to kill them. Anyway.
They're kobolds. Kobolds are evil.
Yeah.
Inherently.
This depends. I've known a few good kobolds in my day.
No, they were just lying to you.
I'm pretty sure I know who's evil in this universe. And I think it's Bronwyn. And
yeah, Silver.
What I do.
Okay. You find a longbow that looks magical.
Some but cloth is in fact armor not.
That also looks magical.
Cool, I can trade that for cloth armor that's magical.
And jade and an amethyst.
Oh, poor jade.
I get the cloth armor. Looks magical.
Oh, dang it.
Okay. If you spend some time studying it and trying it out, you'll find that it is...
cursed.
Cursed. For your sake.
Where is Mick?
Did you decide how things go?
Born in. Get off my back!
Fireburst cloth armor.
What? Which will give you a +1 to your armor class.
Sit get off my back.
Has a property of you automatically succeed on saving throws against ongoing fire damage. So
basically it's called Fireburst?
Yes, it's called Fireburst Armor. You can find it on page 230 of the player's handbook. And daily you have a new power. It's a minor action. And until the end of your next turn, any creature that hits you with a melee attack takes 1d8 plus charisma modifier fire damage.
Hmm. Not bad. Score with that one.
I wonder what was in there before we forgot about it.
Wait, what's that power called?
It's called Fireburst Armor. If you want to write down the page in the player's handbook, you can look it up if you forget.
230. There. Already added your character sheet, my friend.
Thank you. This is near the very end of the. That's not this player's handbook.
And Amethyst and
Jade. Player's Handbook 1.
Is that Player's Handbook 1? Yeah. Dungeon Master's Guide?
There's certainly not in here.
Right, let's come down here for you. Or for me.
You're right, down there.
Gems.
I'm Amethyst. Down other things.
Amethysts and Jades are worth 100 gold pieces each.
Nice. Alright, everybody gets an extra 50 GP. And you can all muster 4 horses.
You can all leave an offering on the altar of your favorite god in gratefulness for the kindly merchant who reminded you that there might be something left.
The merchant who's now not going to get any of our money.
Well, she had an opportunity to sponsor the adventuring company responsible for returning the healing materials for the temple.
If no one's going to claim it, I'll take the longbow that's magic.
So good. Just kidding, Brandon. I put your name next to it.
I'm excited for him to hear it in this podcast. He's been slandered and his stuff's been stolen. All right.
points that we get.
Plate. And it's plus one because it's a magical thing. I don't know. I need to factor that in. And I get a plus one to my endurance.
I just put dwarven.
Do you have scale or plate?
Plate. I decided to go
so
with
you
plate.
Have dwarven plate.
Yeah.
Remember, there's a difference between just plain magic and
dwarven plate.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's supposed to note that with his magical
there.
Box of computer stuff.
It should help you as tank too.
And the leather
the
armor is
power.
Just magic armor? Is that right?
The leather, yeah, it was just plain magic.
Just magic armor.
Did it factor in my new daily power healing as a reaction?
I didn't. What?
That's part of the dwarven armor.
Yes, that'll be on your next printed
okay.
character sheet.
Nice. Right. But now I'm so tired from having left that portcullis up, I can't lift it again.
Okay.
So
you guys could stay the night in the looted treasure room.
What time is it for real though?
In
8:41.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We got time now. We can keep
it's
it
up
going.
To you.
I think we got at least another 20 minutes.
Yeah.
If you're okay.
Yeah. I plan on staying until 9:30 most nights.
So. Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought 9 was the magical number, so.
But we've been going till 9:30.
Okay.
Last I think all 3 sessions. So.
Okay, so we'll go back and get in our rooms, spend the night there.
Okay.
Well, back to the morning.
By the time you make it back to the city, to the inn, everyone else is fast asleep.
That's all right. We slept in the middle of the day.
Our sleep schedule's way off.
Okay.
Anything come for us?
You, when you get up the next morning, the innkeeper says he has a couple of letters from...
I'll pick those.
Andrigo and the
males.
The temple.
Let's go talk to this guy, the head guard.
What do you call him?
Rear
captain of the guard.
Captain of the guard.
You see from the letter of introduction that you may refer to him as Captain Rorik.
Captain Rorschach.
Rorschach.
Rorik.
Rorik.
Roger.
And that letter is from Lord Andrigal?
Andrigal, yeah. Yep.
Can I see? I thought you corrected me when I said Andrigal, but okay.
Andrigal. You know, just because I mutter doesn't be an excuse.
No, I said Andrigal earlier, and I thought I could swear you corrected me to say Andrigal. Because I actually erased it and spelled it different.
No, I told you the spelling, so... You also find waiting for you in the common room a friend.
And who might you be?
Well, we've met before. My name is Lyra. Remember, I went with you to
sure.
Caravan.
Sorry, you weren't significant enough last time around for me to remember you.
She looks a little hurt. Do I remember this person?
Yeah, Mylor and her and one other person. I can't remember his
there
name.
There were
now.
4 people that went with you from the city to find out what happened to the caravan. It was Lloyd, Harris, Mylor, and Lyra.
Oh, that's right. So I kept thinking it was Lloyd Harris. Okay.
Wow, everybody only has one name, but this
except
guy's
for
got
him.
Two.
He's significant. Maybe that's why I thought he was letting us stay. Like, he's got 2 names. Obviously, he stuck around. What was the priest's name, by the way? Do we have a name for him?
He does not have a name at this time.
He is not important to the quest.
Well,
sweet.
If he's the one who... Wasn't he the one who's writing the letter of introduction to Elminster?
Mm-hmm.
So we might need to know it.
Just go with Fostrick.
Fostrick. And what's
his cousin
what's the...
is...
Bosch.
In Larnesaddle, I believe.
Nice. Do you have a scar on his face?
Does he have a scar on his face? No, he does not have a scar on his face.
Sweet. Got some real role-playing in tonight. Is it role-playing?
It was a sad laugh. Not bad, fire person.
Can't find good old Abbott Foster at all. Must be on a book.
So, like, I don't have to choose when someone attacks me. Because it's a daily power.
Fostrick.
Yep. So I guess I choose when it happens, or is it just the first person that does it?
Well, it's a daily minor power action. You activate yourself. You say, okay, I'm activating this daily power, which is a minor action. So you can do it and an attack and a movement on the same turn.
So, like, when I activate it, I activate it after someone attacks me and say, I activated
you
and
can
it
be,
affects that attack?
Well,
no, it's not an interrupt.
It's like, yeah.
Okay. There are interrupts
you,
in the game.
You have to be on your turn to activate it.
And so I activate
it. Say you got surrounded somehow. You got separated from your group. Some people snuck up behind, whatever. You got a couple of guys attacking you.
But ultimately...
You can say, activate my...
Yeah.
Fireburst armor.
I can't really choose who it affects. It just kind of... I activate it and then...
Whoever hits you takes damage.
Yeah, and so it's kind of... up to chance. Like, if there's, like, this really tough guy that I want to hit me and take damage, but this little wimpy guy standing next to him,
it
might be the wimpy guy who hits me first.
Hit me! Is it only one person? Or is it whoever attacks you for the next round?
Until the end of your next turn. Any creature that hits you... Yeah. Okay. So... Okay, and... Okay, any... I read it wrong. I guess I was just thinking any one creature. Like, any type of creature, I guess, what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, now that makes sense.
Are there any other weird cloth armors here?
Ghost phase.
Alright. You guys ready to go talk to...
So Lyra offers her services, by the way. I don't think we finished that because we got sidetracked. She's sorry that... She expresses her sorrow that she was not able to help you in your quest and that Milo turned out to be a traitor. But she was here for the archery tournament and she... has some experience in tactics and might be of use in a battle if you want her company.
Okay.
Is Lyra your character?
No.
No.
It's another traitor. We'll accept her.
You know what? I'm just going to keep throwing NPCs at you until you accept one in your party.
We'll just kill them all.
Since Brandon seems to have so much fun killing NPCs.
All right, in order to join our group...
we have to keep his bloodthirst sated in case he becomes the DM.
You have to meet Brandon in a fight.
No, you don't have to accept her into your party. Her services are there if you want them.
Sure.
What services does she have?
In adventuring parlay, she would be referred to as a warlord... Although that would not be in a title within the culture.
Wow, so she's like stronger than me? I'm just a fighter.
A warlord is a new kind of class.
Yes, warlord is an awesome new class. They have healing.
Is it better than barbarian?
It's different. It's more like a healer than a fighter.
Oh.
But it's called a warlord?
Warlord. Well, she's, she lends tactical advantage on the field.
So she kind of stands back and...
She'll be on the front line next to you, but what she'll do is she'll, like, grant bonuses to you to make your attack stronger. She also has, like, this feature called Inspiring Word, where once per encounter, she can call out... to an ally, inspiring words, and that person can spend a healing surge, and in addition to the healing surge, regain an extra 1d6 hit points.
like a bard.
A little bit like a bard, but wow. More martial focused. But like Hammer and Anvil is a encounter attack where you land a ringing blow against your foe, inspiring a nearby ally to strike a blow of his own. Which basically means that they do their normal attack, and then one ally that's adjacent to the target makes a basic melee attack against it as a free action. This ally adds your charisma modifier to the damage. So it's kind of a cool addition to a party. Mm. That's kind of how the cleric works too, except yeah. They're more healing focused instead of damage. Okay.
Well, Lyra, come along. We're going to talk to the captain of the guard.
All right. She's very excited to be part of, or at least temporarily part of the mighty Thwart Us and Death adventuring company. All right. So you go to the captain of the guard. Did I give you his name?
Justin.
I don't think so. Did I? Didn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, actually you did. Rurik.
Yeah, Captain Rurik.
Oh, yeah. Roger.
Right. Captain Rurik says, I understand you want to ask some questions about my lore. I'll be happy to answer any questions you have, but I'll tell you up front, I don't know much about him. He was very, a very charming fellow. I mean, many of the guards liked him. He was involved in several exploits that apparently saved the city.
Well, then maybe you can tell me this. Was he liked by many of the guard, and was he involved in any exploits?
I would say that he went out of his way to be friends with as many of the guards as he could. He tried very hard to win favor with people.
Was he particularly friendly with any specific guards?
I would say that he was looking to move up the ranks and have my position. He was a genial enough fellow, but I felt at times that I was looking over my shoulder. Not that he overtly tried to undermine me, just that he always seemed to be at the right place at the right time. And looked like he was trying to move up the ranks, making friends with all the soldiers.
Did he ever say where he came from?
You know, I never asked. We don't get too curious about new recruits.
Do you mind if we ask around the guards?
Sure, go ahead. Do you want to gather information?
Is that well, no, I wasn't done with him. Okay. I was mere asking, okay. You know, do you mind if we...
He says, I'm happy to cooperate as much as I can. He seemed like a good man, but ambitious at the same time.
Was he lacking in money?
I never noticed that he was lacking in money, actually. Now that you mention it, seems a little odd here. He was always the first to buy a round of drinks for the guards after a watch.
Who was the second?
Well, you know, guards get drunk and they start feeling like they have more money than they really do.
Sure.
More than one domestic dispute between a guard and his wife over money spent at the alehouse. Had to step in a time or two.
Was he particularly did he go to any specific shops or pubs or inns?
I'd be hard pressed to say that he frequented any particular place.
We'd like to search through his belongings.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll show you to his car right now.
Okay. You can keep questioning him while I search if you want. I don't know if you have any other questions.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head right now.
There was nothing really particularly suspicious about him. I mean, he tried very hard to ask people to know him questions. I'm sure he knew far more about all of us than we knew about him. And it's in people's nature to get talking about themselves and tend to like people that show an interest in you.
Sure. Well, no one here is trying to blame you. You know, obviously the guy was
he had a plan from the start. We're just trying to make sure we get to the very bottom of it. Just trying to do our part to help the local guard.
All right. I blame appreciate your services.
Remember that when I get past him.
I spent plenty of time on the outer walls. I know what it's like for you.
I can sense that about you. You have the air of a man who's served time in the militia.
Do we find anything? I'd just like to take a 20.
You find, like, little scraps of paper, not like anything really big, but like maybe where something had been stuffed in a mattress and like a corner had torn off or something.
Do they match the parchment?
It's the same kind of parchment, but you couldn't like put a piece on it. But it was not like writing on there. Like you couldn't put together a puzzle. Just the basic impression that you get is that he probably got notes put in his bunk from time to time, or a kept note that he got from somewhere else there in his bunk.
Okay. Who cleans the bunks? Captain.
Captain says, well, you know, men kind of aren't in charge of that themselves, though.
Okay.
If somebody starts getting too messy, we sit them down and make them...
You don't have, like, a cleaning crew or anything?
We don't. Okay. We're not large enough
yet. No one's ever contracted to come clean up at all?
I showed him the scratch of parchment.
I know you're looking for some clues to Myler, but I just... You know, he was free certain hours of every day. You know, he had days off, and he, for all I know, he was out getting his orders outside the city. And if he was in cahoots with the bandits, it's possible he spent time there. I mean, he was on the guard, so, I mean, nobody would have paid much mind if he'd taken a walk outside the city. So.
Thank you for your time, Captain Rourke. I have no further questions for you.
Appreciate your efforts to help the city. It's our goal to keep Ammermead safe.
Well, guys, I think our next available course of action is to...
Wait, we were going to take some streetwise with the guard, weren't we?
I spent some time last night talking to the people, and I didn't get the impression that there's really anything more for us to know about Mylor here in this city.
Okay.
I think our next step is to head to the Dales and seek out this Elminster fellow.
Okay.
It's a good thing I didn't send that Curtis that piece of backstory that said I got caught stealing something from Elminster.
It's too late now. You let the cat out of the bag.
Why, we brought a cat?
Yep.
And a bag.
Can't have a cat in the office here.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to type up your backstory and send it to me.
Yeah, I got looking at it this morning, but I was just way too swamped today. I got to the office today, and I was looking at the episodes, and I was like, wait, I didn't watch this episode. And I got looking at it and realized I'd watched episode 14 instead of episode 4.
Oh, whoops.
Wow.
So I had to take my lunch break today and watch episode 4.
Nice. Okay, so be prepared for episode 14?
Yeah. Apparently.
He'll forget by then.
It's what, 3 weeks away?
Yeah.
What's episode 14?
4 weeks. Maybe. It's the one where Deanna Troi is a Romulan.
Okay, how are we doing on time?
9 o'clock.
Okay.
I want to head to the Dales.
Let's go to the Dales really quick.
I am really bad.
I'd like to take my time getting to the Dales.
Oh. I like to be carried to the
Dales. I'd like to use his share of the cart and my share of the horse to hurry down the road.
I want to lie in the cart.
I put the back wheels on.
You guys got some more money, I guess, if you're going to buy anything else. Yeah, happy with what you got?
I can't think of anything else we need.
Did you want to get your own horse?
No, I just wanted a horse for the cart. So that I could put the horse before the cart.
Didn't we get a horse? I thought we got a horse.
Yeah. I got a horse.
Yeah. Wait, and you're not using it for the cart?
We are using it for the cart. We're going halfsies.
I know.
So are you just packing an empty cart? You're like riding in the cart?
I would imagine. We
put all our stuff in there.
Okay.
Our
I'm just curious.
Adventuring packs.
I don't know that it has anything to do with the story.
I will keep my adventuring pack in the bottom of the back of the cart and Bronwyn.
You put Bronwyn back.
Because Bronwyn can't possibly walk on her own.
Strap Bronwyn to the wheel.
What with the laryngitis and all.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I wish we had the Forgotten Realms books. I wasn't thinking about Brandon going in there.
Sorry, we can just make it up on our own.
Yeah. Okay, so Elminster lives in Shadowdale. And the Beast Fostrick, or the Fostrick of Embermead, of course, gives you directions there in the letter of introduction.
When did Elminster move to Shadowdale?
He retired there after Maestra
okay.
stopped being a goddess. I don't really understand what happened to Maestra, but he lost some of his powers. He's still formidable, but he's not the favorite of the gods that he once was. Okay. But I just meant for the map. Like you could, I don't know if you can zoom to the Dales.
Then I can.
Let's see. You guys want to roll is it his? What are the
initiative?
No. Sorry, Pete. We're all about attacking tonight. Since we've had nothing but combat for the last two sessions, it's time we got a little story. I guess it's streetwise now.
Street wise
information.
Yeah, just for like who what you know. Streetwise or history for what you know about the Dales.
I'm actually that's one of my key background components.
Okay.
It's actually my primary.
Great.
Background.
Then you would know.
I'm sorry, the Dales. No, it's not. Sorry. I keep thinking Elminster. I think Elminster. I think Waterdeep. Okay. My main background
and
is Waterdeep.
He's moved from Waterdeep. Have you
I'm not sure how the map is laid because, I mean, here's Thay. Is it okay. North, do you think?
I
probably.
My
so we should
to
be
a,
up more?
Fighter elemental.
Because the Dales are east of
the multi-class.
Say, if I remember correctly.
That's true.
Become a battle mage.
Harper's Hill.
Harper's Hill.
I can't remember what was the.
Forest of Worms, Cormyr.
There's a forest, Cormanthor Forest. I think Cormyr was right nearby.
Cormanthor Forest, so it's going to
okay,
be up
yeah.
north. Though.
The Dales is right there.
Oh, so it is right there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Okay.
All right.
And where were we?
Embermead isn't actually a city.
But where do you want to put it? The ride?
I was looking for a good place for it. I was thinking...
You have the mountains right here, and you can come down to
the Yeah, that's fine.
What?
Up in the ride.
What?
Okay.
We got off to a rocky start with our campaign.
Yeah, I think that's a problem, John.
I didn't.
What? Since I couldn't. I lost the 3.5 Forgotten Realms. Okay.
That's why I always like to make my own instead, because I just. He happened to decide, okay, where am I going to put this stuff?
The reason I like the Forgotten Realms is I have a lot of political stuff already in place for me and maps, so I don't have to come up with a lot of it on there. Although I'm not above making up cities or changing the political structure if it suits my story. Okay, so... What are your passive perceptions?
Passive perception.
12.
16.
Oh, crap. Where is it again?
Top right, under movement.
There it is. 13.
Okay. Do we have Brandon's character sheet?
No. No. There's no way to get that.
I have access to Brandon's character sheet. I can.
Huh, you colored it.
Yeah, that's it.
For Halloween?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the last time you colored it?
I colored it. No, this year I colored it once for Valentine's Day and once for the 14th of July.
Wait, what did you color for the 14th of July?
Remember, it was red. Because this white, is white anyway in the middle here.
Uh-huh.
And so it was, yeah, it was red, white, and blue, like the French flag.
Yeah.
It's a good thing we can edit out. Not that that conversation was bad. You better
keep like, that conversation. There's a lot of like. Lulls tonight as we're looking through books.
No, and stuff. I was thinking about
you
it.
You mean you want us to edit those out now? I only listened to the podcast to say, huh, did I say anything really bad this time? Did I mention anyone by name that I shouldn't have?
Actually, Bronwyn apparently is a slut.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh. How awkward.
A lot of the stuff like can be like, I don't know, Joey, I can't remember if Audacity does this, but you can cut an audio stream and then move it down so it overlaps, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like I almost wonder if like that would be a good idea for like these really long ones, especially
that's exactly what I do for our TrekQuest 5 podcast every week, so.
Really? But, like people actually talking, like, so it's almost like, you can almost do two conversations at once, you know what I mean?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah. I would think, I mean, not obviously like the whole thing, two conversations.
Two people who hardly ever...
What?
Talk...
passive.
At the same time?
Keep going. Go ahead. Catch the joke.
I did.
You were 16? Okay.
I believe mastery.
So you're about a day from Shadowdale when you realize this.
Okay. I will get down from the cart and go off in the woods to do my business.
Okay.
And then while I'm out there, try to find full cover and go into stealth.
Okay.
Wait, are you telling us this?
That looks suspicious.
Nope.
What's he doing? I've never seen someone have to go to the bathroom so quickly.
Or so quietly.
Why did he army roll into that?
What I find odd is why did he go commando style?
Okay, you roll a... He's suited up full of armor. What is it?
Stealth.
Stealth?
I managed to put more armor 13. Back there.
Wait.
It's like he's planning on ruining a suit.
Bronwyn gives me critical advice. Hold on. I keep forgetting how this fleeting ghost thing works. 15.
Okay.
I'm using my at-will power fleeting ghost.
Okay. You just backtrack, is that the idea?
Yeah.
Cameron's Critical Advice, is that like a, like, once?
It's a class.
It's oh, encounter. So it can be done.
It's an encounter power that comes from the Ranger class, yeah.
Okay. You travel back about 100 yards when you realize that you're surrounded by three kobolds.
Good thing you snuck off like that.
I'm surrounded, surrounded?
Well, you're in the middle of a forest.
You're surrounded by trees.
And there's a kobold here, a kobold there, and there.
And are they looking at me?
Mm-hmm. That was an exciting picture I just passed.
I'm going to run.
I saw one of the babies, and the baby looked at me.
Try to catch up with the cart. I prefer to run in such a manner that I do not provoke an attack of opportunity.
Well, you need to roll a...
initiative?
No, acrobatics or whatever it is.
Oh, I can do that too.
Yeah.
25.
Okay. Okay, you're out of, say our group is up here.
Okay.
You're over there. Okay. So you can get about... yeah, whatever your movement speed is ahead of them as you run back to your group.
Okay. Actually, no, that'll be right there. Sorry. You should be right there.
Okay.
You're screaming.
I all shout,
oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Come on, get in the guard, get in the guard, get in the guard! Go, go, go!
Yes, dive into the cart.
All right. What time is it?
10 after.
Okay. Do we have time for full combat right now?
Yep. How many combat are we combating?
As
you tell us
three,
if we have time for full combat.
I don't remember how long the combat takes with...
remember, we have one less person firing at them right
That's
now.
That's true. So. Well, I figured Joey could handle doing both since he has the kick sheets, but I can do that. And if one of you, well, maybe one of you could do Bronwyn and Joey could control Lyra for this combat.
Okay.
If you want.
Do you have a stat block for Lyra?
I think I should have printed out a character sheet. I don't have anything handy right now. Can you just do a quick level one warlord? Let me do that here. It's a creepy looking picture. This is not what you're fighting. But I find it a little creepy to see it.
No, that's what my girlfriend looks like.
Yeah, she's got lots of cleavage and really long legs that turn into bugs at will.
Yeah. That's
both
super
the cleavage and the legs turn into bugs.
Lamias lure victims to their deaths by assuming a pleasing humanoid guise. Some Lamias, driven by the need to consume other sentient creatures, simply stalk humanoids wherever they can find them. In its true form, a Lamia is a swarm of black scarab beetles. That's a really disturbing picture. Alright. Okay, so you... the
Lyra?
Three...
mm-hmm. Sorry.
Yeah, Lyra.
Human?
Yes. They have the... you have the quick option, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's fine. Alright, so you got three big-ish kobolds going.
Inspiring, resourceful, or tactical?
I was going the charisma base. Which one's that?
Can I see a PHP?
I went through the warlord section of the...
I actually haven't looked at warlords yet.
Sorry. I wasn't actually planning on this combat tonight, but it just worked out.
If you're not planning on the combat, maybe we shouldn't do it, considering the fact that you keep pulling pieces out there. And I'm really tired.
Okay, well, we can hold off till next time.
Yeah, hold on.
I like ending on cliffhangers.
This is a good cliffhanger.
Okay.
I'm granted, there's no cliff and no one's hanging, but...
but there are a million kobolds out.
I will come prepared with Lyra's stats.
The kobold horde is vastly
If I did that lightning thing
swelling.
Instead of the Raven's Claw or whatever, the Spectral Claw, then I'd be able to...